Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a key or a sign. Okay, that's enough. Not too many keys. Shit, I'll get confused. Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way, just because you asked me to. Like unto no other field, simple love, simple truth. There's no end of what I do, just because you asked me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. How much I love you, after all I've been through, I turn and walk away from you, just because you asked me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask.
Ta-da! It's Thursday, and I'm still alive. Nothing has crashed on me. I didn't get drowned. You know what? Sometimes it's a minor miracle when you're still alive. You know, honey, I decided I had to do laundry yesterday.
Yeah?
I'm not so sure that was a good idea.
Uh-oh, did you not put the hose on it until you got the hose.
Oh, honey, the hose was on it. I couldn't let it go into the drain system because of that leak. I got to fix that leak this weekend, okay? And one of my neighbors is going to come over and help me. And he saw the hallway and laundry area floating yesterday. I put bins back there, and big bins, 10, 15-gallon bins, something like that.
Yeah.
I think they're 15-gallon, to have the water drain into. I had 5 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Only problem with that is that 3 of them leaked.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. that's about what I said too. I said, no. Well, I was dipping it into a bucket to carry it to the door to throw it outside and dip it in the bucket, but I couldn't keep up with that freaking machine, so I had to turn the machine off, and it still kept draining out water. So I said, well, there's nothing for it. So I took the bucket to the bathtub and dumped it, which is only maybe 15 feet. And I just ran as fast as I could, and I was carrying 4 gallons of water in that bucket, and I didn't keep up with, I failed miserably.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. The rug was completely soaked, but he helped me get it out from under the washer so I could go and hang it outside over the railing, and oh my gosh. You know what? Never ask for patience. Never ask for strength, because God's going to give you the things to build that with, you know, and I didn't cuss. I did not cuss. I was a busy little bee, though.
I bet you did. I bet you cussed.
Practically running back and forth. And, you know, I hurt from my shoulders all the way down my neck, all the way down to my knees. Everything is sore from carrying all that water yesterday.
Well, keep it up, and you're going to be in my shape.
No, I got it done yesterday, and I said, not happening no more. I will put my little mini machine on the front porch and do it the way I've been doing it for 6 months if I have to do it, but that's, not until the drain system fixed. But then my neighbor, he was over here helping me switch the stoves, you know, so I could get my little propane stove in the house, and, man, that little cuss is strong. Debbie should make him help her more. Yes, Debbie should make him help her more. And she stayed home and was fixing stuff in the house because their grandkids are coming this weekend. So that was kind of cool. Yeah. But he offered, because he saw the inch of water on the floor, and all the wet towels and the wet rug and the buckets and the bins. Yeah. He offered. He's going to come over this weekend, and he is going to put in a standpipe behind where the washing machine is, where I can hook the drain pipe into, and it will drain under the house and out into the yard. He's going to put all that in this week. He says, I can do that for you easy. It'll be fast. I've already got the pipe and everything. We'll just get her done. And I thought, oh, God bless you. You know.
So are you going to keep it that way until you get your under the house top fixed?
Honey, I am going to keep it that way forever. I can't believe how much water that washing machine uses. I am not going to have that going into my septic tank. I'll be pumping that tank next if I do, because it's going to fill up the other flat. But yeah, it can go out and water the backyard for all I care. It's water. It's not going to hurt anything. It's not the greatest grass. It's wood grass. So, you know, yeah, let it be of some use. Instead of filling the septic tank, let it go out and water the grass. That's fine. It'll work.
Just don't ever use bleach then in your machine.
I never do. I don't use bleach. The only bleach I ever use is for colored clothes. It's color safe bleach. But no, I never use chlorine bleach. I don't like it. It's too strong. I've had it cause holes in my towels and stuff. So no, I don't use bleach. It's nasty. Except when I dumped it down the toilet the other day. So, hey, maybe that's why it doesn't smell under the trailer.
Yeah, that'd kill anything, wouldn't it?
Hey, you know what? Every cloud has a silver lining. Every cloud has a silver lining. But I thought that was very, very nice of him to just up and offer to do that for me. That's great. And while he's doing that, I'm going to go and tape up the leak. So I've got some Flex Seal or Flex Tape. And I also got some Gorilla Tape. So no matter how big it is, I can fix it. And that's how I'm going to do that. Oh, my word. And I got
this plan.
Well, it's some kind of plan. I hope it's a good plan. I will find out. Yes, but it's a plan I can afford to do. I can try it. And if it works, great. If it doesn't work, well, I tried it. So then it's calling a plumber and figuring out how to pay for that. But, hey, you know what? one step at a time, one step at a time, and this house feels better every time I get something accomplished around here. So I can actually see the porch now. It's amazing because the little stove come in and the big stove came in against the wall, and I'm going to put a top on it and have a table, and it, there's actually floor out there now. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. I didn't know they had one of those on there. So anyway, I get all this done, and it's on to the next thing, which probably fix the porch. But that's okay. I'm getting stuff done, and it's starting to feel good around here. So it's worth it.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's worth it.
Well, I'm happy for you.
And
always nice to get things done.
Oh, yeah. Your phone cut out a little bit. That's why I had to say what?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. And I got to wish my mom a happy 86th birthday on Tuesday.
Good.
And she just sounds the same as she did when she was 58. I mean, you know, it's going to be such a shock to my system when she dies. I'm trying to prepare myself for it, but I don't think you
don't
ever really
even think like that, Jeannie. Stop it.
Oh,
don't
honey,
that way.
I'm a Libra. I like to be prepared for anything that might happen. And I know it's going to happen at some time, but right now it ain't close because she's doing fantastic.
Well, yeah, but it's,
she's healthy.
You've planned enough. Quit worrying about it. Enjoy her.
Oh, I ain't worried about it, honey. I ain't worried about it. I just know it's going to happen. That's a whole different thing than being worried about it, darling. It really is. So, no, I don't worry about it. I don't worry about much. I just don't. But anyway, I just thought you'd all like to hear that. I don't know why, but I wanted to say it. So there you go. Okay, I have a request from Victoria. I thought we'll get the request out of the way first, because after that, it's basically an Elvis show. John sent me so many songs, and most of them are Elvis songs. I think there's only one. I think there's only one that's not an Elvis song, but and they're like rehearsals and rare recordings, and one that was done in Germany, and some others that we hardly ever use. In fact, I forgot they were there. It's going to be fantastic. And every once in a while, I'll toss in, I don't know, The Doors, Steppenwolf, Searchers, whatever.
Oh, listen, excuse me, but I was going to tell you that, you know, we were talking about the John Barrow thing the other day on YouTube. I couldn't find it either. And, you know, it was weird. I searched and searched and searched and never could find it. So I was going to ask John.
How did you spell John?
J-O-N.
Nope. J-O-H-N. How did you spell Baron?
With two R's.
Nope. That's why you couldn't find it. You spelled it wrong. Baron
Baron
is one R, and John is spelled the conventional way. And you have to have 77 after it.
Oh, okay.
So, honey, you just started out defeating yourself.
Well, I guess so.
But now you know, maybe you got a better chance now, so it's okay. You can go looking, and you might find them this time. That'll be nice. And if you can't, our John will send you the link.
Okay.
No problem. That's how I finally found it. He sent me the link when he sent me a song. So there you go. But, one in the same. One in the same. So,
okay,
anyway,
well,
and one of these requests is yours from last week. Remember, you sent me two, and I'll play one. So, there you go. But first up is going to be Victoria's request by Rose Royce. Yes, but that's what they used to do. It's what they used to do. So, this is the song called Car Wash.
Thank you. got a heart. And this ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool. At the car wash, whoa, 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 talking about the car wash, yeah. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me. Car wash, whoo, 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 car wash, yeah.
Work and work.
Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep out, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, it's your car wash day.
Fill up and you don't have to pay. Come on and give us the play.
Give us right away.
And there you have it. Do you know how many years it's been since I've heard that song? Oh, my goodness.
I can't
it's
hear you.
Amazing. Do you know how many years it's been since I've heard that song?
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try and count. I'm just not. it could scare me into a heart attack if I count that. Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time. I mean, it came out in 76. Okay, so that's when it was popular. And
but it played forever.
Oh, it did. It did. And it was, well, yeah, I like it, but just not one of my favorites. It's okay. And then they did that movie that the song was the theme for, and that was stupid.
Well,
and
every time I hear that song, I think about a guy that I met at a car wash, and you know, it was not the self wash, but the ones you drive through, you know.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
He was in the next line to me, but he got inside. He kept staring at me. He got inside before me, and he was in line to pay, right ahead of me, and I was behind him. And he turned around and looked at me again. He pays for my car wash. And every time I hear talk about that, we talked for a little bit and talked for a little bit. Had a couple of dates, went to dinner. But I just wasn't for me.
You never know where. You never know where. I think I'd think twice about getting picked up at a car wash.
Well, at least I met him somewhere. I didn't get in a car with him.
And it wasn't in a bar.
Excuse me?
And you didn't meet him in a bar.
No.
Big mistake. Don't do that. Weird people hang out in bars.
Yeah.
Well, see, but when my ex was in a band, they played bars and clubs like that.
People like that become a part of the furniture. The same old people.
Well, I don't know about being part of the furniture, but they're kind of weird.
Oh, I'm not talking about the band. I'm not talking about being
in
the band.
I'm talking about
the
bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to watch out for them. Some weird people go to bars thinking they're going to pick somebody up, and that's really not a smart thing to do. Anyway, okay, I finally have, oh, please, God, let it be so. I finally have Gwen's request. Now, I did it today. I deleted everything else that was under this name because it was so messed up. And then I reloaded it, and now I've got my fingers crossed.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes sometimes it just doesn't work for whatever reason. But anyway, I've got a little bit of information that I want to try and start doing for the Elvis songs, because it's just interesting to know these things, okay? This one was recorded in the Jungle Room in February 6th of 1976. They actually gave me the exact date and the range that he was doing his Jungle Room recordings. It was written by Billy Ed Wheeler and Jerry Chestnut, and that is Chestnut with no T in it.
Just, yeah.
Okay, right straight across. And you can find it on quite a few albums, you know. If you want to know what albums, let me know. Way Down in the Jungle Room is one. From Elvis Presley Boulevard is another one. Our Memories of Elvis, Volume 1. It's on that one as well. And there are a few others where you can find it. And you just, there is masters in there. So it'd be worth the time. It'd be worth the time. So, with no further ado, I'm going to go back to that page, and we're going to hear Never Again, Take 9. Please, God, let it be right. Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Love is come and gone. Now that I'm used to love, how can I stand alone? Glenn, if you'd pay attention, you know, you guys have been in the studio too long, so I never went, little 1, 2, 3, more. You know, get loose, live, you know, like we used to do on stage.
Yeah, we're all drunk then.
Well, get drunk now, man. I guess you're a damn bomb. You wanna where you at? Bring out the booze. Grandma?
Okay, he said loose. You guys heard that.
That's one.
I wish you had
two. Bullshit. You can't get too loose for me, son.
I hope I never ever love anyone this much again. I can't take it anymore. I've been hurt before. Never ever quite like this time. What will become of me when you're no longer here? If I can't stop loving you, what am I to do? You'll be free. A song my lonely heart keeps singing. Where do I go from here? Will I get over you? And so the next time I'll be smart. I know before I start, a heart never ever love anyone this much again.
There you go. And they didn't even have any funny sound at the end. I like that.
Oh,
isn't that wonderful? And you know what? Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, I love to be loved and to love someone so much that it's a distraction to your daily life, you know, because you're always thinking about it.
It's what?
It's a distraction to your daily life because you're always thinking about that other person. I think that would be wonderful, to love somebody that much and to just, let's say you're not going to get hurt this time. But I understand being concerned.
I had it one time. It was just like I just couldn't wait for him to get home from work. He couldn't wait to get home from work. And it was wonderful, but he was a man of my life.
Oh,
and the man I lost, he died. And anyway, that was sad. But anyway, I did have it once, and it was great. Doesn't happen often.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You've experienced it once. I think that is totally awesome. Everybody should have it at least once. Two or three times if you need to, but at least once.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for it. I know. And, you know, I am so happy for you that you got to experience a love like that. That's fantastic. We all like to think that this love is going to be that one. And sometimes we're right. I'm still waiting to be proved right. But, hey, you know, it's fun hoping. It's fun dreaming. And it makes me smile. So it's okay. You know, the possibilities just make me smile. And that's what love's really all about, is to make you smile, right? Even the dream
right.
of love. It's supposed to make you smile. So, hey, God has it in hand. I just leave it to him, and I stopped worrying about it quite a while ago. It is what it is. Okay, Sue, do you remember what your other request was?
It was a Fast Domino song, and I can't remember the title of it now. It's been a while.
Hey, you're right. It was a Fast Domino song. And it still is. They didn't change that. So how about that? Yeah. It's called This Is My Story.
Oh, okay. I remember now.
And the nearest I can find out, he did that in 2010. Now, he died in 2017, so he wanted to wait a while until he had it down pat. So here you go, honey. Fats Domino, This Is My Story.
I left my home. Yes, this is the end. If I had to, I'd walk to school again. I'm telling you, friend, I'd walk to school again.
Yeah, just play that piano and walk it.
Yeah, that's pretty good, really. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love listening to him play the piano because he always does that. You know, he's got that feel. He's got that feel.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite music is, you know, when you can get the boogie-woogie and the blues. And
oh.
Yeah, it just goes to town. Okay. Get it under control, Jen. We get to start playing all the songs that John sent me today. And I'm not saying it's going to be that exclusively, but I'm going to play those, make sure I get all of them done as much as is possible. Anyway, so we're going to start with one that it's Jerry Lee Lewis by himself and on the piano. And it was at one of the Million Dollar Sessions, but it didn't get put on the Million Dollar Album, okay? This is just Jerry Lee doing his thing all by his lonesome, and somebody recorded it, but they didn't put it on the album. So here it is. That's My Desire.
Motion before, unless it was a gospel song.
Isn't that something? He could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comes as a surprise, but yeah, he really could carry it off. My goodness. All by himself, too. You notice there's no harmonies. Nobody was helping him. There wasn't any bass. There wasn't a guitar. It's just him on the piano all by his lonesome. And he actually carried it off. Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's cool.
It's amazing. It's amazing what a nut can do if you give him a little space.
You see that little monkey that Ann posted? It made me wonder If Scatter could play the piano.
Oh, funny. Scatter could probably do anything he wanted to. It might have. You know, I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't say no. You know, they learn how to sign language and talk and drink and look up people's skirts and, hey, and they know what it's about. That's what's scary. They know what it's all about.
Yeah, that sounds scary. It really is.
He could play the piano. Now, whether
I wonder what color she has on.
You know, whether it ever sounded like anything or not is, you know, that's a question, but he could play the piano. So there you go. Okay. The next one I've got is one that it's a live recording. They did put it on A Boy from Tupelo. And it was live from the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport, Louisiana, March 5th, 1955. It was written by Ahmet Ertegun, Carmen Taylor, Jerry Wexler, and Willis Carroll. And this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. It's called Little Mama, a live recording.
A little mama, I took your love, but it wasn't true to you. A little mama, I took your love, but it wasn't true to you. If you go and leave me, mama, can't tell me if you do. A little mama, I lied, lied all along. Little mama, I lied, lied all along. Played around, little mama, yes, and I did you mighty wrong. A little mama, I told your good friend, told your sister Mary too. A little mama, I told your good friend, I told your sister Mary too. That all I ever wanted was to get your soul from you. Well, little mama, I'm sorry, sorry to my heart. Well, little mama, I'm sorry, sorry to my heart. I had your best intentions, baby, right from the start. Little mama, I'm gonna miss you when you put me on your shelf. Little mama, I'm gonna miss you when you put me on your shelf. Ain't nothing I can tell you, you didn't find out yourself. But little mama, I love you. Little mama, I need you. Little mama, I miss you. Little mama, I need you. Little mama, I don't want nobody but you, you, you.
All right. That Louisiana Hayride was a pretty hopping program. You know, it wasn't dull. It really wasn't dull. And here's one. Let's see. I need to pull it up so I can play it. You can't do that if you don't. Okay. This is when he got rebooked at the International Hotel in Las Vegas in 1970, February of 1970 to be exact. And this was a live performance of One Night and It's Now or Never. Well, oh, honey, if it's a question, it's now.
It's going to be fun when I do Suspicious Mind up here, man. You know that? I'm going to fall on my mop. Can't do them all, folks, but I'll do some of them. So I've recorded 480. I'll do 462 of them. Seems I got got a mop backstage. I tell you what, just give me a mop and I'll start moving around and sweep up at the same time, you know. Make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side, you dirty son. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong.
It's now or never, my love, waiting on. It's now or never.
Now, that's the kind of ending I can wrap my mind around. Da, da, da. And then the drum flashes. That's cool. I like that ending. That was very satisfactory. Well, you know, some endings are satisfactory and some aren't. That one was satisfactory. I like that one. That one was good. But they're not all like that. That's why I add endings. But that one was good. Dun, dun, dun. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Can you guys tell I made a whole big 12-cup pot of coffee, strong coffee, this morning at about 11 o'clock? I'm on my third big mug. Uh-huh. That's how I can talk 120 miles a minute. Say you got to have the coffee first, and then you just kind of chatter away, and your tongue just somehow keeps up.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I'm taking steroids too, and made me a bit hyper.
Just a little bit. Well, that's what coffee does for me. So I always have a lot of coffee because I got to keep going. I got things to do, eggs to lay and cord to plant. I got to keep up. So there you go.
Man.
I'd rather plant tomatoes and potatoes, but that's all right, you know. Corn somehow doesn't do too well for me, so I'd rather not go there. But I'll get some chickens, and they can lay the eggs. So that'll be good. Don't ask. I have no idea. My mind is just running away with itself, and whatever, you know. Okay, I've got another really good one. And these that I'm into now are all songs that John sent me today. So, well, some of them came in on Thursday. But they're all together, so, you know, I can say send them today. They didn't go on the computer till today, so it's all good. But here's one that was recorded in 1959 in Germany. And somehow, some of those they did manage to do a pretty good job on. So this is The Fool.
Hey, let her hold his mic, and you keep leaving this thing here. Perfect. Close that door. Mm-hmm. No, do it on the table. It's better if you just barely hear it in the background. Ready? Well, I'll start now.
Yeah.
Kids out of the window.
What?
You might get these kids out of the window. They're yelling. I can't hear what I'm doing.
Start over, okay? He needs a soul.
guys. Oh, to a fool a friend simply told to say goodbye. He needs a soul. He wonders why he let her go.
Different kind of ending, wasn't it? That was strange, but that's okay. At least we knew it ended. Okay. Now we've got, I think that's the one I want. Yes. Okay. We've got a rehearsal version from 1974 that is labeled as rare, of If You Talk in Your Sleep. Okay? Now, this is 1974. Originally, it was recorded in 1973. This is a rehearsal, so of course he's practicing it again to do it in a show. So you don't just do it once, record it, and you know it forever. It doesn't work that way. But that's all right. That's all right. We like it. Do them over and over again. Rehearsals are cool. I love rehearsals. This one showed up on a lot of albums. It was done as a single for RCA. It was on Promised Land, Elvis Golden Records, Volume 5, Essential 70s Masters. It was in a Time Life collection, Volume 13. Today, Tomorrow, and Forever, the complete Elvis Presley Masters. I mean, you know, and Elvis at Stax, this was on that as well. When they liked something, they just used it. And this one was well distributed. So here you go. We're going to play this for you. If You Talk in Your Sleep, the rehearsal from 1974, which they say is a rare recording.
Okay, if you're talking your sleep, don't drag around. Whatever.
I believe these are
emails. I know you. What key we in, do they? What's the intro to this song? No, I keep, you know,
It's doing me in vocally. About a knife, scissors, bullet, anything. Okay.
You remember that song?
I know you're a lonely woman, and I love you. Someone else is waiting in the old you. He should ever wake up. He's sure you stole his straight love. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Meeting every night here in the shadows, so afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came.
Yeah. Love is so much sweeter when it's borrowed, and I feel a little easier tomorrow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came.
Where you came now.
Don't mention my name.
Mention my name now.
Don't mention my name. Yeah.
Don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
Forget where you came now.
Don't mention my name
now.
Don't mention my name.
If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
It's a hard sound. Yeah, how are we
good?
If you find talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Love it. I like the little asides that let you know what's really going on during the song. I love that. That's called rehearsal. Yeah. Just in case you didn't know that, didn't catch it. Okay. I've got one now that, this is one of them that I wasn't sure if I'd ever heard it before, which is strange, but that's okay, because out of over 700 songs, there's going to be some I haven't heard before. And I think this was one of them. Now it's not. How about that? This is called Something Blue, and it was recorded at RCA Studio B in Nashville, March 18th of 1962. So it was kind of back there. And they have put it on the Potluck album, on the Time Life Collection, Volume 7. It's on that one. It's on the Romantic Elvis and some others. So you can find it around on different albums. And, yeah, I'm glad they did that. It's worth it. So, as are many of his songs. So here we go with Something Blue, take 3 and 4.
Well, 6, 8, 5, take 3.
I'm just on the bridge.
Cut one more, please.
Cut one more.
Roll 6, 8, 5, take 4.
Ah. Something old, the time's gone by. Something new, these tears I cry. Something borrowed was lips, my lips knew. And that's why I'm something blue. Something old, the vows we made. Something new, and the price I paid. Something borrowed, love was tried, but not true. Now my life is something blue. I guess that I had better smile, walking behind you down the aisle. I feel I'm walking to my doom. I'm really not the best man in this room. Something old, the dreams we planned. Something new, his wedding band. Something borrowed, what heart I gave you. You returned torn and tender.
Something new,
his wedding band. Something borrowed was the heart I gave. You returned it torn in two. And that's why, and that's why I'm something blue.
I'm something blue.
Oh yeah, get the sax in at the end. Oh yeah. You do not hear the sax very often unless you're listening to like jazz and blues and things like that. They put that sax in there. That was good. That was good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like. It just seems to add something when they add like big band instruments, the sax,
yeah,
a flute, the clarinet,
yeah,
you know, things like that, the timpanis. When they add those things, it just puts an extra dimension into a song because
yeah,
you're not expecting it. You're not. That's from the big band era. That's from the 40s. And you're not expecting it. But I think they should have used it more often. I really do, because it adds so much. Just that little sax trill at the end of the song just kind of filled it out, you know? It was great. I wish my dad had played his sax more. I think I only heard him play that once. And he was pretty bad at it, so maybe that's why he didn't. I'm sorry, Daddy. It's true. I'm sorry. But that's just how it was. Okay. I have typed in, so it will pull it up. Okay. This is a song called Western Union. Okay. It was written by Roy C. Bennett and Sid Tepper. And it was recorded at the RCA Studio B in Nashville on May 27th of 1963. So it was back there, too. But you know what? When we can pull up those old ones that we don't hear very often, I think that's really special. I really think that is special. A little note here on this one, it was included 5 years after recording as a bonus track on the Speedway album, but it was not in the movie. Okay? Hey, that adds an extra special thing to it, I think. You don't hear this song very often, and that's why. So here is Western Union, take 2 and 3.
Western Union. Western Union. I had a fight with my baby. Ooh, how sorry I am. She won't talk to me no how. I'm gonna send a telegram. Western Union. Oh yeah. Send my loving baby back to me.
Take 3.
1, 2, 1. Western Union.
Clickety clock.
Clock.
1, 2, 1. Western Union. Clickety clock. Western Union. I had a fight with my baby. Who has sorry I am? She won't talk to me no how. Gonna send a telegram. A Western Union. Oh, yeah. Send my loving baby back to me. She won't open my letters. She won't answer the phone. When I'm ringing her doorbell, she says there ain't nobody home. Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me. Just 3 words and no more. If she won't let you deliver, slip it underneath her door. Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me.
All right. Cool, huh? I like that. Yeah, and guys, it's not that I'm not oh, now that's scary.
What?
Well, I typed in title of the next song I want to play, and it's not bringing it up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that kind of... Oh, it's just something where I probably loaded it in my computer and didn't put it up into the studio. It's like, okay, Jen, that was real not smart. But it happens a lot. So, you know, what do? You kind of look for it, see if you can find it, because maybe I spelled it wrong. That's a distinct possibility, too. Oh, my gosh. And my computer doesn't like me spelling it wrong. Oh, yeah, see, here it is. It's right here. It's not spelled wrong. Oh, well, whatever. That's okay. Computers don't always know everything. Remember that. They can be wrong. And, oh, the frustration. Okay, anyway, this is a song called Singing Tree. And it's alternate take one, okay? Because we like the different things, you know. But it's such a good, I love this song. It's such a good song. Some people won't agree with me, but I like it. And it was done at RCA Studio B in Nashville as well, but not until September 12th of 1967. So the other ones we've done for RCA were 63s. This one was done in 67 in September. And it says clam bake, but it doesn't have anything after it, so I'm thinking it was afterthought. It was in the Time Life Collection, Volume 12, and it was on the Treasures, 1964 through 1969. So, and Tomorrow is a Long Time. So they included it in a lot of places because Singing Tree is so cool. Now, the little comments it has down here is Elvis attempted this song on September 11, 1967 and stopped after 13 takes. On September 12th, 1967, he started again and recorded 5 takes, with take 5 being the master. So the song was included as a bonus track on the Clam Bake soundtrack. So it ended up as a bonus on the Clam Bake. That's why they listed Clam Bake on there. But it was evidently not an easy song to accomplish, but he did do it. It just took him 2 days and 47 million takes. Slight exaggeration, okay? But anyway, so here is a song that I have. Oh, hey, okay, before we do that, while I was over there reading that information, Carolyn called. Hi, honey, how are you doing today? I know you've been on the phone.
Oh, that's all right. Clyde did not tell y'all the whole truth about the party. It started yesterday at 5:15.
Oh, that's 40, funny.
40 of his coworkers, plus people that have retired in the last 26 years, showed up.
Oh, that is cool.
The party did not end until 10 o'clock last night. And then he sent me a text message, which I read a while ago, that the party started up again. So,
oh, Clyde's just a party animal.
Yeah, some gentleman that used to work there, he didn't call him by name. He says, Clyde, they will probably attempt to call you back and ask you to come back to work for them. But they'll give you an option to where you want to go work. He tells them Hawaii.
Oh, no.
And I said, bye-bye. I will not fly over water. Bye-bye.
Oh, really?
He says, I'll send you postcards.
Well, take a slow boat.
Your honeydew list just got 5 times longer. But they gave Clyde a piece of silver. It's 99.99% silver.
Mm-hmm.
And it has veteran wrote on it. Shirts from the post office thanking him. And a black coffee cup trimmed in gold. talked about his retirement, but his wife takes over after the retirement and has gold spoon that goes in the cups.
Cool.
And they brought in a 4-foot long box of chicken. Thighs, breasts, legs, wings, the whole 9 yards. And then
oh my
on top of that, they have, top of that, potato salad, hamburgers, hot dogs, the works.
And wow.
He said in his text message, there was still enough food for another party. So
oh
he's
my
not
God.
Working today. he's up there partying.
Well,
and
at least he's got a lot of good food. It sounds like one of my family's barbecues.
But tomorrow is his day only. He's going fishing. As soon as he gets up out of bed, he's going to come home when he gets ready, which will probably be around dark. But he's going, rain, shine, sleep. He's going to keep that promise to our guy, and he's going to take pictures.
There you go.
I said, okay.
There you go.
You better catch a big one then, because tomorrow
awesome.
Is April Fool's. Jesus, I know that. But that's all I wanted to tell you. He was not telling the whole truth that the party
well,
started yesterday.
Now we have the whole truth.
Yeah. But they
and
do
probably
that.
Continue.
They will, they do it for special people. They don't get together like that for everybody. But everybody up there like Clyde. And he even got messages through Facebook, we're going to miss you. Some guys that couldn't show up that retired before him. And so he's been a good worker, so they all like him.
That's
he
awesome.
Don't argue with them. But
that's
I just
awesome.
Wanted to tell you, he wasn't telling the whole story.
Well, that's
so,
okay. Now we have the whole story, so he should know that he can't get away with nothing.
Yeah. And the way you're back to the songs, you're telling the date and time and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book that came out years ago, and it's in alphabetical order of each song. And out beside the song is when it was recorded, the time, and where. I have that in my book collection.
Well,
it's
good.
About 3 inches. It's about 3 inches thick.
Yeah, that's good. Well, mine isn't nearly like that because it's not a book. It's an online link that E sent me. So
mm-hmm.
we got her down. We got her down.
Well, I purchased mine. I think it was around 95, something like that. It's been that long ago.
Okay.
But it's wrapped up in tissue paper and inside
oh,
the
yeah.
paper's put away so I can preserve it and nobody can touch it.
No, keep that nice. Keep that nice. It's a lot more useful having the link on the computer because you don't have to worry about tearing it or getting it dirty and it's all right there
yeah.
on one page so you can find it real find stuff real easy and then you just click the song and it takes you to the information. So I like it. It's a lot easier than using a book, but I can see where having a book would be special. So you keep that nice and don't let nobody touch it because the oil off your fingertips can deteriorate the pages.
And the I believe the CD collection Life and Time of Elvis Presley, I think it's what it's called, I'm not sure. But it's a black and white CD collection, and there's like 6 CDs in there or 8 CDs. And they give you
oh,
a little
cool.
bit of... I got that at Best Buy years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because they was cleaning off, and Elvis is one of them that was going out the door. So I
that's
got that
awesome.
Whole collection for $20.
Wow. Good.
But I know you're pressed for time, so I'll let you go so you can finish your show. But I just wanted to tell off on Clyde.
Well, yeah. See, now he knows he can't get away with anything, so he needs to stop trying and just own up.
Yeah, because his new boss starts Monday morning. So
there you go.
That's what he's, I got a list and a half for him to do.
Well, he's not going
to I'll let you go so you can do your show and talk at you later, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, sweetie, sure. Thanks for letting us know about Clyde, you know. He's sneaky.
Okay. Time to tell off on him. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So now we're going to hear Singing Tree, the alternate take one.
This is Singing Tree, take one.
Beckoned the wind and fanned the flame when our love began. So don't pretend you don't know me. Our names are carved on you, singing tree. Oh, singing tree. And bring her back, singing tree. Your leaves have turned from green to blue. Sometimes I think you loved her too. For since she left and our love died, you stand petrified, singing tree. Oh, sing to me, singing tree, call your friend, the roving wind, maybe he can find my love and bring her back.
To look up some information about the next song because it's not on my list. My list of all that information is not there. That's okay. We can deal with that. That's minor stuff. We got the song. So we're all right. We're all right. This one was live on stage in Las Vegas. Surprise. It's called It's Only Words.
Thank you, buddy. I'd like to explain something to you, if I could. We're having to do a movie here, and we had to learn, instead of doing a regular show like we do here in Las Vegas, we had to learn about 74 songs and arrangements and stuff, and so sometimes we forget the words, and we forget what we're doing and all that jazz up here. So just bear with us. We'll all bear together. No, no, not that night. Yeah. Oh, damn. Now what we got up next, man? Get you later. Could bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that could bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Right now there'll be no other time, and I can show you all.
That song. Yes, yes, yes. I've always liked that song. Oh, here's another caller. Hello, how are you today?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Thank you for opening your line, and thank you for welcoming me to your radio show. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. What are you up to today?
I'm on 10,000 radio shows, and you was next on my list, and I'm so glad I called in. I love your energy, I love your spirit. I like what you're doing here. I'm excited.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Amen.
I'm glad you like it. That's awesome.
I'm calling callers. Don't ask. Bye, baby. I love you.
Bye,
yeah,
honey. Later.
No, nah, I'm a, yeah, that's my daughter. She's big when I'm on the radio.
Oh, you
she's
say
like,
body.
Hey, Daddy.
Okay. Okay. Well,
but
good.
I'm texting people. I'm talking to people, telling them this is where it needs to be. This is where they need to promote their project. I got artists. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I got artists, promoters. I got everything.
Good, good. Yeah, I do a gospel show on Sunday. You'll have to tune in and listen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My number's on your board. You can text me the information. As soon as you text me, I'm going to tell everybody.
Okay.
I'm not lazy.
Okay. We will get that information to you, and we will talk to you later then.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm going to be sending callers in all day, but thank you for opening my line. I really appreciate you. Blessed on the show, blessed on the platform, or whatever else it is. This is where you need to be.
Well, thank you. You enjoy, and we'll talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good
okay.
day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. That was interesting. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, there. That's where I was. Okay. We have another one now here that is on the list, like it's supposed to be, actually. And it's another good song. It's called It's Only Love. And it was written by Mark James and Steve Tyrell. And it was recorded in the RCA Studio B in Nashville on May 20th of 1971. So it just, they put on From the Heart. It's on the Essential Elvis Volume 4, 100 Years From Now, the Time Life Collection Volume 5. So it's, and it's on a, quite a few more. So you look that up and you'll be able, maybe you've already got it. If you do, you should know it. If you don't, maybe it'll be a surprise. Anyway, this is, well, hey, without further ado, this is It's Only Love, alternate take 9.
Listen to the bells, hear them ring, baby Sunday morning.
You just now find out, huh, Charlie?
Well, don't judge it, because you're home, man. For real.
Well, watch him, fella.
Watch him jive, he'll jive it.
Watch him jive, he'll jive it, aren't you? Okay, let's go.
I see the sunlight in her hair. I feel the warm smile that she wears. She had no recipe for love, and I just can't get enough. From the distance of my mind, the clock that's ringing said it's time to wake up to my. It's time to face reality. It's only love that I feel inside, but I get by somehow. It's only love. There must be something else for me. Myself and it's not real. There's nothing left for me to feel. I'll just be going on my way. Tomorrow brings another day. It's only love. We'll
Yeah, now you just remember that. It's only love. Now, did he mean it's only love that can make you feel a certain way, or, don't worry about it, it's only love? There's the question. There's the question. I ain't going to ask that question. It ain't going to happen. Anyway, all right, the next one we've got, I'm hurrying because I got more songs than I got time for. So that's all right. We're just going to do as many as we can, and we're going to do the best ones first. So here is one of my favorites, and I love this. It was written by Doug Flett and Guy Fletcher and recorded at RCA Studio B in Nashville on June 6th, 1970. And it's on Essential Elvis, Volume 4. 100 years from now. It's in the Time Life Collection, Volume 7, and it's just, it gets around. It gets around. This is a favorite of a lot of people, and we're going to hear it right now. Just pretend.
I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low, and think of me, how it's gonna be. Just pretend I didn't go. I heard you say, if you need me, you know what to do, yeah. If I knew it then, I'd be back again. Just pretend I'm right there.
Have that effect, you know, just kind of, oh well. Hey, and we've got another caller that I want to say hi to right now. How are you doing, darling? Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to be on the show.
Well, you are. And everybody can hear what you say, so be careful.
I just want to say my name is Louis Gregory. I'm a broadcaster, and I have I have a TV format of 48 million a year TV fans, and just want to network with anybody's interested in TV promotion, marketing, and TV distribution. And I want to say, great work, keep it up. I like Alvis. Alvis.
Oh, good.
Is part of my connection. Oh yes, Alvis. Before he was rock, he was blues. So, oh yes,
Well, and you know, if you didn't like Elvis, you could have people coming after you.
My grandmother's little cousin is Jimi Hendrix. So rock runs in my family, all genres.
There you go. Yep. Jimi Hendrix in the '60s. You betcha.
Yeah. And when I got done with Elvis, I went into Kiss. The group.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm over everything. I love music.
Oh, good.
Music is beautiful.
I can breathe again.
Oh, no problem. Keep doing what y'all doing. I love y'all's show. And, definitely. Elvis rocks.
Thank you so much. And wherever you picked up the link for this time, there's a link every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you don't ever have to be without it. Whenever you have time, I'll be here on those days at the same time.
I will be here.
Awesome. I love the song. Thank you so much for calling in. I love seeing new phone numbers up there and knowing, just getting to know who's listening and who's loving it. And anybody that loves Elvis, they get points. They get points.
Oh, yeah. He rocked.
He was so good. Yes, he was so good. So good. I wish he was still recording. It's interesting to think of what he would be recording nowadays if he was still able to record. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Awesome.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Well, that even back in the 70s and the 60s, there were songs that he wanted to record that he just couldn't. He didn't get to them. So it's always interesting to think, what would they be like if you recorded them? And who knows? Maybe they'll find them. Always happens. It's possible.
Well, I'm sure Family got songs that's never been released. It's just up to the family, to release it.
Well, yeah, it's not always up to the family. Being in TV, that because it's quite often up to whoever owns the rights to the songs. Were they copyrighted? Were they not copyrighted? Do they have permission of the recording company? There's a lot involved to actually releasing a song. So we'll just leave them to it and hope they find more that they want to put out there for all of us.
Oh, okay.
That's good
to know.
Yeah, it's quite an involved process. So, plus any songs that were recorded that were done previously and rights are owned by a previous artist, they need permission and they got to pay the royalties. So it's an involved process. There's a lot goes into it. So we can just cross our fingers and see what happens. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? Well, okay, honey, I am so glad you called, Louis, and thank you for the information. That's pretty awesome. And I do have your phone number here, so that is kind of nice if I need to get in touch with you about something. So, and like I say, I do shows on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at this same time in the same place, and the links are always available wherever you got this one. The link will be there. And come on in anytime you have the time and want to. Come say hi.
Well, I'm going to pass it on to my friends. I got some albums.
There you go.
Love it.
Awesome. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Thank you so much, darling. And I have another caller to say hi to, and then we got to get back to some music because I'm running out of time. So thank you so much.
Okay,
I really
I'm gonna sit back and listen. I'm gonna sit back and listen. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Lewis. And hello, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm actually headed somewhere, but I'm doing good. And you?
Your phone
connection
not very well, honey. Can you talk louder? Maybe that'll help.
Yes, can you hear me? Is that better?
You're a little louder. It is a little better, not much, but it is a little better.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to be calling in. I'm glad to be calling in. I hope you can hear me.
I hope you are. I'm glad you're calling in, and we hope we don't get cut off or anything because it sounds a little strange. So how are you doing today, honey?
Good. Absolutely fantastic. One of
Are you enjoying the music?
I am. I was listening to a little bit of that while I was on the phone waiting to call with us.
Awesome.
I am. I'll play that.
That's awesome.
I am. My name is Ashton. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. Yep, there's a lot of Elvis fans out there, and they're always welcome. We like to hear from them. I'm glad you called in. It's
no
nice to hear.
No matter what generation, right?
Huh?
I said no matter what generation, correct? Everybody
exactly.
can be an Elvis fan. That's correct.
Exactly, exactly. There are 8 and 9-year-olds that are Elvis fans. So it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Anybody
Amen.
Can be an Elvis fan, and they need to be an Elvis fan. They need Elvis music in their life because it's so nice. It brings peace. It brings joy. So, yeah, everybody
Amen.
Everybody needs to be an Elvis fan. Well, hey, honey, you heard me tell Lewis that I do a show here on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the same time in this same place. Wherever you found this link today to be calling me, you'll be able to find a link on those days. And you just come over anytime you want to, okay? We have the door open.
That's right. I'd love to be a guest on your show and hopefully tell my story to, you know, your audience. You know, have your audience Google me or Google my story, and I would love for your audience to know who I am and as a person, and hopefully we can, you know, hopefully I can become a guest on your show, on your program.
Well, this is about as close as you get to be a guest, sweetheart, because it's not really a talk show, it's a music show, but I'm perfectly willing to accept your phone calls, and we can chat for a bit. That's not a problem.
Well, let's do that. Have your audience, have the folks who listen to you, have them Google me under Ashton Smith Special Olympics, and they'll understand my story and who I am as a person.
Okay.
And have
okay.
them Google me.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I hope you call again. I hope you call again, Ashton.
I will.
I like that. Good, good. I'll look forward
I like
to
calling
it.
In.
Let's awesome.
Do it. Thank you, ma'am.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. Uh-huh. God bless y'all.
Well,
you
thank
too.
You for calling. Thank you for calling, and I look forward to talking to you again, Ashton. Okay?
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay,
thank
let's
you.
Get back to some more Elvis music, sweetheart, okay? Let's see. I've got one that is really kind of special just because of how everybody feels about this song. And this song is a father singing to his son who's going off to war. And it really gets you. It'll grab your heart and squeeze it dry. It really will if you listen to it carefully. And this is, this is the one from 1959, which was recorded in Germany with only the guitar. And I love this version of it. I really do. It was originally, they say it was written by Frederick Weatherly. It was originally recorded in the Jungle Room February 5th of 1976. And it's on a lot of the albums. The Golden Celebration, the Platinum, A Life in Music, Time Life Collection, Volume 5. It's From the Heart, Complete 68 Comeback Special. You know, you guys, you can find these in a lot of different places, and I haven't named even half of them. Okay, so this is a home recording, all right? But you're going to love it because I know I do. This is the Danny Boy, take 2, 1959, recorded in Germany with only a guitar.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down mountain. The summer's gone and all the roads. Must go and I must die. But come ye back when summer is in the mail. Ah, when the valley is hushed and white. And all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I well may be. You'll come and find the place where I
we lost the last couple words on that, but I love that. That is one song, if I just sit and listen to it and not try to scramble around doing anything else, that one can bring tears to my eyes. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did that one for my daddy when he died. He's not really my daddy, but he was the one adult man that I felt safe enough and comfortable enough with to call my daddy. And his wife became mom. Not mama. My mom is mama. But, yeah, his sons are my brothers. And when we lost him, I did that song for him. So it is special. It really is special. Okay, guys, I got 1 minute. I love you so much. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Thank you, guys, for giving me a few minutes of your time today to let me know that you're listening and you like the show. Call me back again because I enjoyed hearing from you. And Saturday, same time, same channel. See you there. Steamroller Blues, live version. Susan, get the shower running.
We have never played here before, and it's been an honor to play for you. And you want to hear Steamroller? Hot damn, we're lit on you. Hot damn, lit on you.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna jack your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a cement mixer. A turning and burning. I'm a cement mixer. A turning and burning. I'm a demolition derby. A happy home cement job. Yeah.
Thank you. You're beautiful. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Take it off.